I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye now.
Hey! Where am I?
I have no idea.
Have you seen Vintage TV, I think it's called?
No, I don't know if I've got that channel.
Ah, you fucking must have. Let me just take all that sound down. Da, 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 da. Right. Dear. Oh, no, it's Talking Pictures, sorry. Talking Pictures.
Is it a film channel?
Yeah. It's fucking great. I love it.
You do love Talking Pictures, don't you?
Yeah. Talking Pictures, it's called. It's, I think, in part, it's funded by the British Film Institute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Basically dedicated to black and white British movies made between...
I've got it!
You got it?
Yeah. Pot of Gold's on. A musical starring Jimmy Stewart from 1941.
Oh, fuck, is that on now?
Yep.
Bollocks. Of course, I've been away. I've just been running through them and, each day I'm thinking... I mean, at the moment, I've got on here... Brandy for a Parson. Miss Robin Hood. There's just... I've just seen some fantastic shit. Old Mother Riley movies, mate. I mean, and the great thing is, of course, if it gets a bit boring, you just run through it. But this probably won't mean anything to you, but you wouldn't remember Mr. Pastry.
Oh, I saw you post something on Facebook. The name rings a faint bell. I'm feeling my mother may have mentioned it, which suggests it's very, very old.
I was going to say, your mum would remember Mr. Pastry. When we were, I should imagine, 4, 5, 6 years old, he was the big children's star. And he was a big slapstick bloody thing. He used to do crazy dances. Honestly, the other day I put this on and he was, it suddenly said, Richard Hearn, not playing Mr. Pastry, Richard Hearn as an actor. And he was the writer of a girl's magazine. And Margaret Rutherford was playing the part of an elderly fan of his writing who gets upset when he gets sacked. But at the same time, she's trying to steal the recipe back from, what's his bloody name? Robertson Justice? The great big bloke with the big voice.
Brian Blessed.
Pardon?
Brian Blessed.
No. It's this 50s version of Brian Blessed.
Oh, I wasn't around then.
Yeah, you'd know him as soon as you see him. He was in all the Doctor movies playing the Professor. You'd know him as soon as you saw him.
I'm too young.
But then, as you watch it through, there's Sid James playing her chauffeur in a taxi.
Oh,
with a big scarf around his neck in one of his earliest British movies. And there's all the Carry On team appearing. Dora Bryan behind the bar. I mean, it's just fascinating to see this shit.
Have I really just watched you make a cup of coffee?
Yeah, cup of tea.
Oh, cup of tea. Do apologise.
Yeah. I'm going to the loo in a minute. Do you want to watch that as well?
Just no.
Ah, say that.
Hello, mate.
Hey, how you doing? Give him a punch for me and tell him to concentrate, will you?
Ow! You're back early.
Am I back early? Not good. I'll tell you the story later. Oh, shit. I'm going to run out of bloody power now.
Just think, if we decided actually doing the proper podcast when you phoned...
Yeah, we could have put all this on there.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to charge this up or something.
Right. So,
go.
Dear father of mine, dear love of my life.
Yes, sir.
We've kind of rambled and waffled all over the intro of this, so we'll just fuck it and just carry on and pretend no one noticed. This month, hello, good evening, good afternoon, welcome, good night, etc. and so on, we're going to talk about black and white films. And this is going to be a very special talk, because this is going to be, I use the term advisedly, my father educating me. Which can only end badly.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
Before we all went off for tea and had a nice sort of crickety lunch break, we mentioned the classic film channel, which I've already forgotten the name of.
Talking Pictures,
and if you have Sky or BT, it's available for free on both, and I highly recommend it. It looks rather good. So, Gavin King, welcome back from Lisbon. Welcome back from dealing with your aging mother.
And say goodbye to Bristol.
Say goodbye to Bristol. Say goodnight to the kids, Gracie. And what black and white films should we all be watching? What classics have you unearthed?
Well, let's just say that. In fact, I think. With this Talking Pictures thing, I can't believe what it is that I'd actually found on there, because, I mean, it's just pure delight for me. I've always had this thing. I've always remembered Old Mother Riley. And I know that I said to your nan about Old Mother Riley. She said, oh, are they as funny as they used to be? Well, no, they're not. They're curiosity pieces.
Yeah.
The guy that played
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, the guy that played Old Mother Riley was managed by the woman that played Kitty. Their life was hell. There's been a drama documentary on the BBC about them. That's well worth seeing. They're just sort of curiosity things that you can just flip through and basically get kids in their 20s saying, why the hell were they doing back in the 50s and 40s?
Yep.
But then the first one I saw on that Talking Pieces was Old Mother Riley meets the Vampire.
Now that sounds like a film we should all be watching.
Absolutely right. And, do you know, it was fascinating to watch, and it was Lon Chaney.
Ooh.
Lon Chaney was in there. Now, he'd come over here, apparently, to do a theatre run. And the tickets didn't sell well. So he had no money. And then some bright spark thought, Old Mother Riley's franchise is falling apart. So why don't we get the two of them together? And they paid him £8,000 to make this movie.
Yeah.
Which gave him enough money to get back to the States with a bit of a profit. And it was actually the last Old Mother Riley's movie ever to be made. In fact, interestingly, Kitty's not in it. But it's well worth watching. So there's a lot of those sort of things around. There's some obscure things that I've never seen before in my life that still are actually very, very good to look at. So I would heartily recommend it for anybody who's a sad bastard like me.
That's very true. But for those who need to know these things, it's channel 343 on Sky.
Is that right?
It certainly is.
Fantastic. Well, I know it's on BT as well. I don't know how the hell I came across it, but I'm glad I did. Often I sort of just put it on in the morning, see these obscure films are coming up, have a look at the info, and invariably I just sort of stick them on record, have a quick whiz through them. They're very interesting to see. I think, as I told you the other day, I saw one called Miss Robin Hood.
Yes, which is one of
Margaret Rutherford in it.
Yeah.
And actually Richard Hearn, who was the famous Mr. Pastry. And films, especially if they're British ones, from about just after the war till the mid-50s, it's just a cornucopia of delight of seeing early films that actors that, well, I suppose they mostly ended up in Carry On films, but I saw one the other day with Sid James in it, in his first British movie. And Kenneth Connor was in it. And Alistair Sim was in it, playing a very early role.
I'm beginning to think you see Alistair Sim in everything.
I know, I do. Well, funny you should say that. 1937, the other day, was a movie with Bud Flanagan, Flanagan and Allen in it.
No.
Flanagan and Allen was starring. Rob Wilton had a part in it. It rained the day war broke out. Absolutely fantastic. But the villain in it is Alistair Sim, playing a very young role in it. And it's about three robbers robbing a jeweller's, and then they bury it, and then 10 years later, coming back and finding out they've built a Debenhams over it.
I have a feeling I may have caught that one Sunday afternoon years ago.
It's just... It's fantastic. The thing that actually sort of sets it apart a bit and actually makes it awful, but you can whiz through them, is, of course, they were short of a script and needed to flesh it out, so they put dance numbers in all the time. And the only reason Rob Wilton is there is to provide a comedic introduction to these dance numbers.
Ah.
But it was well worth it. Anyway, the idea of this is not so much to talk about black and white movies throughout the ages.
Can I just stop you there very quickly?
So to that extent, I'm going to go away from, say, Young Frankenstein, which was filmed in black and white.
Yes.
This is more about movies sort of pre-war, post-war, and into the 50s. And then it's an age of British... I'm just going to start with running through some of these. The kitchen sink dramas are very interesting, but that they were more... They could have been in colour at any point, in the early 60s. So Taste of Honey, the Long Distance Runner, Touch of... Sporting Life.
Yeah.
The Sporting Life, all of those. And I'm leaving those out because they're very well known and they're well worth catching, but they don't sort of fit in with what I really wanted to look at. So, I'm sort of looking at really starting with 39 Steps, which is 1935 with Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people remember later versions of that. But it is one of Hitchcock's finest and well worth catching at that point. And then sort of going up to about 1963, around that time... I'm including If, but I shouldn't be, because that's 1968. Fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it...
I haven't, but then I wasn't born then, you see.
Malcolm McDowell, If.
Set in
the public school, where they hold a revolution.
Oh!
Now, it starts off in colour, so it doesn't really count, but it finishes in black and white. And the... critics at the time praised the director, who was what's his face?
Oh, him.
Yeah.
He did a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. He did actually. He did after that. He did some fantastic stuff. It'll come to me in a minute. And then he switches to black and white, and the critics all said this is fantastic. It fitted with the change in tone in the movie. But, of course, actually, it was the fact they ran out of money and couldn't find another film.
Yeah, they just ran out of stock.
Yeah. So, so that we're sort of looking at those. What I want to talk about is a film called The Innocents. Now, this was 1961, and it's taken from a Henry James novel.
Ooh.
And stars Deborah Kerr and Michael Redgrave. And it's basically Deborah Kerr goes to become... The tutor, nanny, whatever, in the house to look after these two children. It's one of the greatest ghost stories you'll see. The two bloody kids in it are terrifying, absolutely terrifying. So, that's really, really one to sort of keep off. And then there's another one, all these ones that sort of came out during the war. There's A Canterbury Tale. Which is Powell and Pressburger's take on Chaucer. Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But it actually works absolutely brilliantly. It's just really, really good. Brief Encounter, which I know you don't like, which is David Lean.
It's a very well-made film. I just can't stand the bloody ending.
Yeah, I know. But it was a different world back there, son. But that was David Lean in 45. And, of course, in 46, he went on to make Great Expectations with the great Morticia Hunt in the role, which is just stunning. And, she's that's the scene, spoiler alert, where she sets fire to herself. My God, it's awesome.
Brilliant.
Absolutely awesome.
It is. It is.
And yeah. I have to say that I've always been in love with Estella ever since then. Now, do you remember that there's one here which is... I mentioned this to you. This started off from the last podcast, I think, when I was talking to you about a film called Went the Day Well.
And it's Does when... Ring a Bell, yes.
Yeah, 1942, and it was when a load of English army descend upon an English village.
Yes.
And it slowly becomes apparent that the people who live in the village are at odds with each other. They're always bitching at each other. And it becomes apparent that, in fact, these are Germans who are slowly building a base for the invasion. And it features... It's well worth watching because of the stuff... I mean, it's quite violent because, in the end, they go off and kill a load of them with axes. which I think... And it features this. It features this well-to-do Mrs. Fraser... asked a Cockney refugee called George, "Do you know what morale is?" And George replies, "Yeah, it's something the Wops ain't got." I loved it.
Yeah, you couldn't get away with that now.
You couldn't get away with that now at all. Then we sort of go on to... There's one... which is fantastic, scene made in 1947, which doesn't get shown very often. It's got Googie Withers in it.
Not the Googie Withers.
Which, of course, it does.
Yes.
It always does, especially in the winter.
Yes! Hey!
Googie Withers is a fantastic actress. I love it. Always Rains on Sunday, and it's just literally a day in Sunday in 1947.
Yeah.
When an ex-con, who's also her ex-lover, is on the run, and he turns up at her house. And it's a drama, and it unfolds over that day. Well worth bloody seeing. I mean, it, some of this stuff. And then, of course, we go on to Rob Hamer, who directed a number of really, really good films, but it's Kind Hearts and Coronets.
Oh!
Which is...
How good is that?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Dennis Price playing the upper class bastard, and Alec Guinness playing, I think, seven different roles.
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely bloody brilliant how he does it as well. So, you know. The Servant, 1963. It's a Joseph Losey directed picture of a Pinter story, and it's Dirk Bogart.
I've heard of him.
And he brings his girlfriend in as a servant, but she's actually, portrays her as his sister. And they slowly but surely drive the owner of the house, their master, slowly mad. Awesome, awesome bloody picture.
That one was called...
The Servant.
The Servant, right. Okay. Yeah. Make a note of that.
The Lady Vanishes, again, Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
Three years after 39 Steps. Again, it's just pre-war, telling the story about a German spy and a woman who has seen something and she disappears. Absolutely great. Inspector Calls, Alistair Sim, which I know you're not particularly... Are you not particularly keen on that?
No, I've not seen it. I liked the TV version that was on a couple...
recently.
The recent TV version,
yeah,
and that's when you mentioned it.
I think Alistair Sim actually plays that.
Yeah, I need to track it down, actually.
Really good. And there's one film by Carol Reed, which stars Ralph Richardson as a butler, and it's a film about class... But it's actually viewed through the eyes of a child who's watching this class system. It's just awesome.
Okay.
Absolutely awesome.
Are you giving that a title, or are you just going to let us guess?
Now, I told you that. I told you that. The Fallen Idol.
Ah. I didn't hear you say that.
Ralph Richardson at one of his best. And one that's just come to mind, I've forgotten. Hobson's Choice. If you've never seen it, it's got John Mills playing a cobbler. And, oh, bloody hell, I'm going to kick myself here. Who played the Hunchback of Notre Dame in the classic black and white movie?
Quasimodo.
Oh, come on, you know who it was.
I wasn't around then, I had a day off.
Anyway, he plays the dad in it, who owns the shoe shop. And he's a terrible drunk, which I cannot believe, but he's a terrible drunk. And slowly but surely, his daughter, who's supposed to be there just to look after him, and she's got two or three very twittery sisters, who've all got boyfriends, and they're all really... And they're the ones that are allowed to go off and have a life.
Yeah.
The eldest daughter is there just to look after the father. And she decides she's going to marry Will Moffat, who's the guy in the cellar who makes all the great shoes that makes the money. And she tells him, and he goes, oh, no, Miss Maggie. No, no, Miss Maggie. Maggie, no, 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 Miss Maggie. I couldn't possibly do that. She slowly turns them around. They open their own shop. And it's a story of the worm turned, basically. But it's famous for the scene where he gets so drunk at night, not the dad.
Yeah.
He wakes up in the middle of the night and there's a bloody great big white mouse stood at the bottom of his bed. It's as good as Harvey, because you don't see Harvey. This one you see.
Spoiler alert.
Of course, there's another one.
Just scare the cat doing that.
Ah. The Man in the White Suit and Lost Holiday.
I love The Man in the White Suit.
Yeah, and Last Holiday is, again, a fantastic one, because it's Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
And he's been told he's terminally ill. Am I boring you, Beth?
No, I'm sleepy. I've been working.
Ah, yeah, what's that?
I got no idea. So it came as a shock to my system. 2 days on the bounce I've had stuff to do.
Good grief.
I know.
I tell you what, retirement is awful.
I'm dreading it.
Last holiday, he's been told he's terminally ill. But of course, what's happened is they've messed his records up
with somebody else.
It's really, really good. Of course, he's doing everything completely crazy because he thinks he's going to die anyway. And he spends every last bit of his money, but finds love. I don't know, but I think he'd been on Match.com.
Sure, it wasn't Guardian Soulmates.
Right, a few more. There's obviously I'm Alright Jack, which is always a good one to watch. Peter Sellers, 1959.
Brilliant.
And The Third Man, with Joseph Cotten and Orson Welles.
Yeah.
You don't like zither music, do you?
Not a fan. Got to be honest.
Oh, come on, it's brilliant.
It's a bit zithery.
Right, the final one I'm just going to come up with is a film called Dead of Night.
Oh, I know.
Which I think they called a portmanteau movie, I'm not sure. But it's five stories that people are telling. They all get caught somewhere in a pub or something, and they start telling their stories about eerie things that happen to them.
Ooh.
And the first three are worth watching. They're worth watching. They're not particularly scary, but they're sort of good ghosty stories. And the fourth one is played for humour. But the fifth one is Michael Redgrave when he's in prison with his ventriloquist doll.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never seen it,
I have a feeling I might have seen clips. Yeah. It's a bit
awesome.
Good.
Absolutely awesome. Still freaks me out when I bloody see it. And of course, I think, what was that? What was the movie that they did much later on? They did a full-length movie with... bloody famous English actor playing doing the same thing. But I reckon this is just so much better. So much better.
So much better than the film you can't remember with the famous guy in it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's me convinced.
Look, they'll know. Someone will know out there what it's called.
You make a compelling argument, sir.
It's my intelligent that does it.
That'll be it, yes.
Yeah. So, it's that there you go. I mean,
That is pretty exhaustive and pretty impressive.
And I would just like to say, again, talking pictures, always have a look at it because there's always something of interest on there. Love it. I think it's something to do with the British Film Institute because they keep coming up with
regular BFI specials on there, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm sure there's something to do with that because they're often mentioning them. So the fact that it's free to air,
superb. Yeah. I've already put Miss Riding Hood onto
jolly good.
Or Miss Robin Hood, sorry, isn't it?
Yeah. You will have to whiz through it.
Of the dance numbers.
Oh no, they haven't got the dance numbers in this one. The ending is one of those things where he's given up on life and everybody races to make him. They can't live without his writing.
Oh.
It's one of those.
I'll watch it anyway.
It's worth it just to see the character actors, though, isn't it? Sid James is great he looks like Doctor Who in the long scarf.
Oh, Sid James plays Tom Baker.
No, because I don't watch that crap.
Yeah, you're a heartless sod, aren't you?
I should look forward to it. Enough that I cry at.
That's very true. Yes, football predominantly.
On
that note, it scares me that you've actually done some research for once. That's kind of really quite.
I've done that before.
Please.
I have. There's definitely once I've done that.
What I thought we could do is in the next couple of weeks, I'll scout around and try and work out what's on over Christmas.
Right.
And then we can do a little bit of chatty banter at what's on TV over Christmas and what to watch, film-wise.
Yeah.
Right, on that note, let's try and wrap this up once and for all. It's been an absolute pleasure, sweetie. It's been great going to do it again. Some great films there we need to catch up on. For the record, Arsenal are still winning 2-0. And we shall speak again in a few weeks' time for Crimbo.
We will do, my darling. I will be in touch as soon as BT have been kindly installed their internet webby thing into my shoebox.
So that'll be, 2018?
God help me.